This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS. Also streaming live, 1320WILS.com. I'm Cheryl Fritz, along with Scott Eckersley, producing this evening. Joining me on the line now, Chad Gamble, who is City of Lansing Public Service Director. Good evening, Chad. How are you?
I'm doing great, Cheryl. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. We finally caught up with each other. You're a very busy man.
Tis the season, absolutely. And Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, thank you. Merry Christmas to you, and almost Happy New Year.
Indeed.
The reason we wanted to chat tonight is the sidewalk ordinance in Lansing. It was in the news recently, and I just think it's a good time to clarify it. We didn't get the big storm they've gotten out east, but certainly there'll be one coming soon, hopefully not to that extent. But we're going to need to clear sidewalks in the city of Lansing. And I just wanted to clarify for folks what the sidewalk ordinance is. Why don't we just start with kind of the definition of what it is?
Well, what it is basically building on ordinances that have been around the city for well over 125 years. The city of Lansing has a long history of requiring homeowners to remove snow or ice in front of their house, and that's been part of the ordinance of the city of Lansing since the late 1800s, as a matter of fact. Recently, there's been a growing population in the city of Lansing that has continue to walk both in the summer and throughout the winter, both out of choice and out of necessity. And increasingly, we've been getting complaints of this activity. And up to the City Council's recent passage of the new ordinance, we actually didn't have a way to physically clear the walk and recoup the cost of it. We would issue a civil infraction, which would never get to the courts and would never be enforced. And with absentee landowners and foreclosures all over the place, we felt it incumbent to forward to the City Council an ordinance that would allow us, after properly noticing property owners, the ability to make safe the city's sidewalks.
Let's start with kind of the process of how this goes through. And one of the things I know that's come up is defining what a weather event is. So we'll start with the weather event and define what that would be, and then we'll go through the process from there.
Well, there is really no defined weather event. The ordinance simply states that no person should allow snow or ice to accumulate on their sidewalk. And basically, if there is a weather event that's causing precipitation in the solid form or slightly solid form, in the form of ice or slush, then obviously there's a window there where you get up to 24 hours after the end of the event to clear your sidewalks.
Now,
and that's been that way for years.
Okay, and then I think I wanted to make sure people were aware of that, because I wasn't as I was reading this. I'm thinking this is kind of a recent thing. This has been going on for an awfully long time.
Awfully long time. Reading back the history of the city of Lansing, it mentions clearing sidewalks as well as not parking your horse and buggy over the sidewalk as well. So that gives you a little indication of exactly how long this ordinance has been in effect in a very similar form.
I try never to park my horse and buggy blocking a driveway or a sidewalk.
That's good. You won't have to worry about getting cited for it.
Yeah, you won't be coming after me for that. That part of it is for sure. Okay, so the weather event has occurred. Snow. Is there in inches how much snow we're talking about before this happens, or simply an accumulation?
So simply an accumulation of snow or ice. That's not to say that every single event we will go out and inspect, because obviously we're looking at the ability of people to safely navigate the sidewalks in the wintertime. This is not meant to be a heavy-handed ordinance. This is meant to increase the safety of pedestrians, neighbors, the elderly, the physically handicapped, to make it around our over 550-mile sidewalk network throughout the winter. So That's kind of the backdrop of our approach to this administratively.
Now, okay, the event has occurred. We have an accumulation on the sidewalk. 24 hours has passed. If I haven't cleared my sidewalk, what can I expect will happen at that point?
Well, what will happen is we will go out and either via a phone call that is phoned in as a complaint or as us driving around, we will note that in our logbook and send a certified letter in addition to placing a posting on the property. The next day, typically, that letter will be mailed, and then it will be deemed received roughly 24 hours after that. And then after the letter is deemed received, hold on here, it gets kind of wonderfully governmental.
Okay, I'm with
you. And then after that, you're given 24 hours after the notice is deemed received. So ostensibly 3 days to clear the walk. So, you know, as I said, you know, this is not meant to clear the walk, you know, 14 milliseconds after the snow has fallen. It gives people, you know, enough time in our busy life that we all have, time to clear the walk. So in the event that it's not cleared, we will note that. And then forward that to the Public Service Department Operations and Maintenance Division, and they will come around and clear the walk.
And you mentioned earlier the revision of this gave you an opportunity to recoup costs. So if Public Service comes around and clears the walk because I haven't done it, I then get a bill for that
That's
service?
That's correct. Okay. That's correct. You will get a notice of a bill that will be placed on your property taxes if unpaid. Then that role will be affirmed by the Lansing City Council.
Okay. You've already told us how we're notified by mail or email or a phone call or something. What if you can't shovel it yourself? If I can't shovel it, it's still my responsibility to have it taken care of, correct?
That's correct. And we've begun interfacing and connecting with all the neighborhood organizations throughout the city of Lansing and letting them know that this is part of what neighborhood organizations are for, part of what, you know, Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts and nephews and sons and daughters are for, is to look out after those people who may need some help. And so one of the organizations that we would encourage people to look for is their local neighborhood organization for help and assistance in doing that, and just kind of rely on the good neighbor thing. And that's what I typically do for my neighbors, and I think a lot of people around town do that. I hear several stories of, you know, the old retired guy down the corner who takes his snow blowers and does the entire block. So there are tons of wonderful people out there that truly take being a neighbor and having safe passageways and sidewalks to heart.
And the same would go if I happen to be out of town, just alerts a neighbor or grabs a young man or woman in the neighborhood and say, hey, I need some help clearing the walk if it snows.
Absolutely. We'd encourage people anytime they do go out of town to do just that.
Okay, and snowplows, and I'm not trying to be redundant here. I'm just trying to help people clarify. The snowplow comes through, thankfully, and plows the streets for us. Whatever ends up on the sidewalk and drive and so forth, I need to get that out of the way as well.
That's correct. That's always somewhat of an unpopular thing, but alas, you know, those people who have very narrow parkways, that's all part of their maintenance, their neighborly thing to do, and then kind of their civic duty to keep their own part of the sidewalk world clean.
Absolutely. What about abandoned homes? Is that a different process, or does your department just take care of that and it's dealt with in the courts, or?
Well, every home has an owner, whether it's a bank, or a person or a company. And that's the good thing about this ordinance is that it will, if the bill is unpaid, it will go back to the taxes, and eventually, you know, that will be paid. So our key issue was to make sure that in setting this program up that we do in fact get reimbursed for the cost incurred while trying to make safe the city sidewalks.
And just to go back, you mentioned before the intention was not to be heavy-handed. The intention is safety.
Absolutely. And so many people these days in this tough economy, quite frankly, can't afford a car and have elected to use CATA, the great busing system throughout Lansing. And they also rely when taking CATA on the sidewalks that feed out from the bus stops. And that's really important to us to be able to provide for that assistance in these times, as well as any other times of the year when the sidewalks are so important. People sometimes just love taking a walk, no matter if it's in a nice fall evening or in the silence of the winter. And that's just part of the neighborhood and part of the quality environment that we're just trying to encourage people to make safe their little neck of the woods.
Very good. Well, Chad Gamble, City of Lansing Public Service Director, I think folks now, our listeners now at least understand it in a complete way if they didn't before, and I appreciate you taking the time to help clear some of it up for us.
Michelle, thank you so much. It really does help our mission out and helps improve the safety of the City of Lansing. So thank you.
Thank you very much, Chad Gamble, City of Lansing Public Service Director. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends. How about that New Year's Eve diet? We've got someone to help tell us how to do it properly. We'll be right back.